الحمد لله ذي الجلال والإكرام والطول والإنعام، حثنا على التعاون وحسن الأخلاق، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك البر السلام، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه. فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: قال رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه. والصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. Infinite and abundant praise and glory is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator and sustainer and cherisher. And salutations and peace and blessings be upon our most noble, most prestigious and honorable messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his beautiful family, and upon the noble companions, and all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. Ameen. Alhamdulillah, on this auspicious, blessed and sacred day of Jumu'ah, we have gathered here to glorify and magnify the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to seek closeness and nearness to one another, to purify our souls, to seek guidance, to seek illumination, and to seek the true mahabba and the means of mahabba that lead us to the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our sincere efforts, our intentions, our deeds, and make this a day of salvation and forgiveness and success. Ameen. On the previous few Jumu'ahs, we began our discussion on understanding the most closest, the most honorable and most loved companion and friend of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, none other than the most illustrious sahabi of all, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. And we attempted to understand the reasons why the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam chose him, and the reason why he had such an intimate and close connection to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. And we learned the qualities of having true friends in your life, and how they instill good morals, good values and ethics in the life of an individual, and how they raise a person and keep a person steadfast on the path of Islam. Similarly, inshallah al-aziz, we will continue with another example of having true friends in your life. And the reason why we are spending a considerable amount of time on this topic, because every single one of us has friends. As I mentioned on the previous Jumu'ah, we do not get to choose our family, but we certainly get to choose who our friends are. And therefore, to choose them very carefully is an important task, which will either enable you to succeed in life, to remain steadfast in life, or it will cause you to fail and to veer away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So often in life we are given some very difficult scenarios, challenges, tasks to perform. And those tasks can vary from just doing the chores within the home, doing a task that your manager, that your employer sets out for you to achieve, for your supervisor, for your teacher, when they ask you to complete a particular subject or topic, or any other major tasks in a person's life, zameen kharidna, bechna, buying a house, buying property, children, progeny, wealth, all of these things. So we face various challenges in various forms through various stages in our life, be it personal, financial, physical, emotional, spiritual, or even cultural challenges in your life. And how you face those challenges in your life and how you overcome those challenges in your life will define who you are or will define a person that you become. You can either give up, you can either scream and shout, you can either be patient and persevere, you can either use your hikmah and wisdom and experience, or those same tasks that you have been given in your life, you can choose to have a good friend with you, a good companion with you, who will help you on that particular task and make it somewhat easier. So the example that I will give today is that of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, because normally and ordinarily whenever we talk about Sahabia, whenever we talk about Suhbah, whenever we talk about friendship, we look at the Sahaba ikram and we look at the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But in this particular story of the Quran, I want to show you how Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam chose his friends to help him complete a particular task that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had set forth. So the first thing that Allah, one of the first things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints Musa alayhi salam to do, to carry out a mandate that is given, a directive that is given to Musa alayhi salam, is to go and to confront Fir'aun. This is the task that he has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Musa alayhi salam is a great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's a great messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's been given a great staff which has an immense amount of power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within it. And Musa alayhi salam himself is a very courageous, very valiant and very strong man. You know, we learn this from his seerah, we learn this from the various parables that are mentioned there within the Quran. So Musa alayhi salam is no ordinary prophet. He had to deal with very, very difficult people. But this is the task that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. He says, اِذْهَبْ إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ تَغَىٰ. That go to Fir'aun, Pharaoh, indeed he has transgressed the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Fir'aun at that point in time considered himself to be God, and even beyond and higher and more authoritative and powerful than God. He considered he that could give life and do whatever he wanted, whenever he wanted. So he had indeed in many manners, financially abusing his power, culturally abusing his people, politically abusing his people, and religiously as well, he had transgressed in many forms and facets of his life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs Musa alayhi salam, this is your task, go to Fir'aun, فَإِنَّهُ تَغَى. But what does Musa alayhi salam do? Of course, he accepts the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But first he asks the assistance and help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, قَالَ رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. That, oh my Lord, of course I will obey your command. But before I go about this task, my Lord, expand for me my breast, which means give me greater courage, give me greater himmah, give me a greater capacity and ability to confront this monumental and this huge task, and ease for me my task, and untie the knot from my tongue, for he had a slight impediment in his speech, and that so that they may understand my speech. So this is the task that Musa alayhi salam is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like you being told today by me or by your family members to go to the biggest tyrants of this time, and they are plentiful in the world, to go to the biggest despots in the world, to go to the people who are corrupt from their core all the way to their outer, to go to these people in public offices, people in power, in control, to go to them and stand in front of them and tell them what they are doing and correct their way of life. It's a huge, it's a monumental task which requires a huge amount of confidence, of power, of strength, of steadfastness, of ability. So all of these things are there contained within that. So this is the task times 100 or times 1,000, which any ordinary person would know that by doing this, it is certain death. And nobody wants to go to their death, everybody wants to preserve their life. But in spite of that, Musa alayhi salam remaining firm in the belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protection and tawakkul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asks for these things, to expand his chest, to ease his task, and to untie the knot from his speech so that people may understand. So he doesn't abandon the task and run away from the task, which is what some people do in life when they are told to do something. But rather, as I mentioned, he asks the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then, what is the topic of discussion today is how Musa alayhi salam goes about his task. Okay? Your family, your friend, your employer, your teacher, all of these people will give you a particular task, and first you'll say, oh, tawadi, unki karange. This is too much, this is overwhelming, this is insurmountable, this is unachievable, this is impossible, and that's it. And that's it. Until then you calm down and you realize and think, okay, look, I've got to do it, nobody else is going to do it. You have to do it. But then look at how Musa alayhi salam takes this task which has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how he approaches this task, and how he finds success in this particular task. So the first thing that he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, وَاجْعَلْ وَزِيرًا مِّنْ أَهْلِي, that appoint for me a minister from my family, Harun alayhi salam, a brother from my family, appoint this person for me, and increase through him my strength. Okay? And let him share my task, so that we may exalt you much and remember you much. Indeed, you are of us ever seen. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies that you have been granted your request, Ya Musa. So this is how Musa alayhi salam, like many of us in our lifetime when we are given a particular task, look at how he reacts. Look at how he understands the task that has been given to him. But then look at how he is systematically preparing, intellectually, emotionally, physically preparing to go about and to complete that task. First, by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to expand his chest, asking ease in the, and success in the task, to untie the knot and the impediment within his speech so that people may understand him. But coming to the practical aspects, to appoint a minister from his family, Harun, who can aid him, who can strengthen him, who can share his task, and then both of them can exalt and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much. So inshallah we'll unpack some of these things very, very quickly. So what does Musa alayhi salam do after being given this monumental task to go and confront Fir'aun, which for an ordinary person is certain death? Musa alayhi salam asks for a companion, for a friend from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Musa alayhi salam at the same time is teaching us who are true friends, who are true companions, what are their characteristics, and what should a person look towards when appointing a person to stand by them, to share their task or to be with them in their life. So often in our lifetime, we can go about the task just on our own. Somebody tells you to do something, that's it. You think you can achieve it and then you go about it on your own. And this inherently leads you to some failure in your life, because you will always have these obstacles and you will trial and do it again and again and again. But at other times, whenever we have a task, we can rely so much on our friends that, ya tu kar de, I can't be bothered, or this is beneath me, or you're skilled in this, you know, you sort it out. So we'll either do everything and carry everything on our shoulders, or we'll throw everything on the shoulders of somebody else. And this is a characteristics of Asians, unfortunately, one or the other. They think they're the hero, or they make somebody else zero. But our deen teaches us the middle path. وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. Because we have made you the middle nation. We have made you the balanced nation, the moderate nation. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a task, especially a task which is seemingly insurmountable, then it's important for you to look at all of the things that are around you and see how effectively, how successfully can you complete this task. What do you need? You will need this, and you will need this, and you will need this, and you will need this. So Musa alayhi salam, via these requests and via his conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teaches us the qualities that a close companion should have. And these are the things that we should be looking for. So the first thing that he mentions, and appoint for me a minister from my family, Harun Akhi. What does this mean? What does this teach us? This teaches us that whenever we have a particular task in our life, we need to be extremely selective in who we choose to be our friend, or to be our co-partner, or to be our business partner, or to be a person who's going to share this particular task with us. Selectivity is extremely important. You take any Lallu Panju, any Tom something and Harry, and then you will either benefit from them immensely, or you will be harmed by them immensely as well. So selecting the right people who are experienced in that particular arena or area or expertise or field, in order to help you and aid you and enable you to succeed in that particular task, is the first very important thing that a person should consider. Who will be your assistants? You can either get Google to be your assistants, or you can get somebody who's practicing, somebody who's faithful to help you pray your salah, for you to pray your salah together, for you to come to the masjid together, for you to do your dini muamalat together, for you to do your dunyavi tasks together as well. So the first thing that Musa alayhi salam is teaching us is that being very selective in who you choose to share your tasks with, and also to make sure the quality of that person. Not every Lalu Panju. You need to find the best of that person. You need to find the people who are the most experienced in that particular field or arena, who will be able to guide you and tell you, these are the obstacles, don't do this, 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 because you'll be wasting your time. This is what you need to do. So selecting the right person, whether it be male or female, and choosing the right mi'yar, the right standard of person, the right quality of person or experienced person, a person who has experience in that particular arena, who is qualified and has the right skill set. So Musa alayhi salam, from all of his qawm, from all of the followers that he had, and he had hundreds and thousands, he could have chosen any person, but he chose Harun alayhi salam for a particular reason, because he knew of the qualities that he had embedded within him, the qualities that he had been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was selective and he chose the best quality that was available to him, and he chose Harun alayhi salam not because of nepotism, not because he's a rishtadari, but because of his ability and the qualities that Harun alayhi salam exhibited. And because of his qualifications and skills, this is why Musa alayhi salam chose this person. So we go back to that original premise that when you are given tasks in your life, you can go about it on your own, or you can throw it on the shoulders of other people, or you can choose the right people, select the right people who will help you achieve your task in getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we only truly know those people who we spend time with. And the way that you spend time with a person is by traveling with another individual. When you travel with them, their true fitrah, their true nature comes out when you travel with them. Similarly, when you dine with people, then you find out who they truly are, what their worth is. And when you deal with people, lendin, sodabazi, business, etc., and transactions, then you also find out the true nature of an individual and true worth of that individual. So in your lifetime as well, whether it's going on Hajj or Umrah, whether it's paying your zakat or doing your salah, or all of the other things which are embedded within our deen, don't just think that you can do everything on your own. The Sahaba Ikram lead on the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He alayhi salatu wasalam lead on the Sahaba Ikram. They worked together hand in hand and supported and aided each other. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, whenever he had a particular task, he would go to those people of that particular area, of that particular field, of that quality, of that experience. And then he would instruct them that, okay, this is what we need to do. Now I need you on site. And let's go about and achieve this particular task given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we need to reflect upon as well in our life. That it's not just, you know, everybody can make you or bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to look for these qualities in people. And then the next thing Musa alayhi salam mentions is that increase through him my strength. So through Harun alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam wants to be empowered. And this is a very, very important thing. That by being empowered, it instills within you confidence, self-esteem. And you think, wait a minute, yes, I can achieve it. Before, if you somebody tells you to do 20 rakata, or somebody tells you to learn 5 spari, or somebody tells you to do 100 rakata, or something else, you think, oh, this is impossible. But when somebody of iman, of taqwa, of ikhlas says to you, come on brother, let's do it together. Just like when you go to the gym. You start off and you think, oh, I can't pick up these dumbbells. I can't do this. But when you have a partner, a gym partner, then everything is much more easier to achieve. Whether in any industry or any field, when you do it together, it makes it so much easier. So through Harun alayhi salam, increase through him my strength. So the friends that you choose in your life, especially in the tasks that have been given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they should make you stronger human beings. And therefore you should look at your friends that you have, how much do they empower you? How much do they strengthen you and your iman and your taqwa and your ability to achieve the tasks and commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our beautiful deen? They should be those people who we trust, who we can turn towards at our lower points, and we know that they will not harm us and they will not attack us, and they through their saying, yeah, they, you know, you deserve this. No, we know we need those people who can raise us up. Those people who can strengthen us, those people who can become our shoulders, and those people who can give us that assistance and empower us in our time of need. So this is Musa alayhi salam. He's got the task in mind. He needs to confront Fir'aun. But how does he go about it? Let me go to my best friend. Let me go to this person of certain qualities who will strengthen me, who will empower me, who will give me self-confidence and self-esteem so that I can achieve this particular task. And let him share my task. This is what Musa alayhi salam is saying in the Quran. So as I mentioned earlier on, that often we do things all on our own, or we can lay the burden on every single other person. But true friends are those that are capable and willing to share in our tasks. You know, even they'll say, let's do it together. So that let's share this task together. Let's make it easier for you. That enhance you and enable you and empower you. These are the people that you can sit down with and bounce ideas off and find solution and remedies to the particular tasks and challenges in your life. So Musa alayhi salam, very systematically and very intelligently, he's looking at this task and how he needs to achieve this task and achieve the goal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set out for him. So this is how he goes about it. And same with us in our lifetime. So many tasks, so many challenges have been given to us in our lifetime. We need to make sure that we select the right people. The people of quality, the people of experience, the people who will empower us, the people who will share your load and enable you to achieve your task and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says that we may exalt you much and also remember you much. Indeed, you are of us ever seen. So Musa alayhi salam ends his list of requests to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by one of the most important points, which is the purpose of companionship and friendship. He asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him and his brother, to grant him and his brother Harun alayhi salam the ability that they can continue to exalt and glorify and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is a very, very important factor and key to remember. You want those people who remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not those people who distract you and say, let's go for this movie, let's go for this match, let's go to the shisha bar, let's go to this place and that place, and they delude you and distract you and keep you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. True friends are those friends who will empower you, who will enhance you, who will share the task with you, who will be there for you. But real and true and sincere friends are those who will constantly remind you of your duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالذَّاكِرُونَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. Those who constantly and abundantly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So true friends is that friend. Whether you're traveling, whether you're at home, whether you're online, they say, brother, it's time for salah. Brother, it's time for Jum'ah. Get out of bed. Make sure you do your ghusl on time. Make sure you get to the masjid on time. Those are the two friends who will constantly remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not distract you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in essence, Musa alayhi salam was asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a companion to bring him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to encourage him to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a companion that never forgets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching them. How many of our friends, those friends that we call friends, say, it's okay, we'll get away with it. It's okay, there's no evidence. It's okay, there's no cameras. There's no CCTV. There's no witnesses here. We'll get away with it. True friends are those friends who do all of the things that I've mentioned so far, but they remind you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-seeing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-hearing. And because of that quality, those are those true friends that will be with you in this dunya and also will be with you in the hereafter. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to truly understand the qualities that our friends should have, and how we need to be very selective in who we choose to be our friends, and how the tasks that we have been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives, whether they are financial, cultural, religious, emotional, or many other tasks that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, to choose the right people to be on our side, who may help us to achieve our task, but during the journey, remind us to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to always do that thing which is right, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-seeing and the all-hearing. وَأَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ جَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا.